We are a people of prophecy. God's prophetic word brought us forth. And that means our lives are regulated by prophetic utterance. The body moves in the direction of what is in the mouth. Your words are laws. We are here to live out the word of God. I told you, this is why we talk for a living. No man ever became greater than the quality of the words he spoke and heard. It's for we are children of the prophets. We are products of their prophetic utterances. And of the covenant which God made with our father Abraham.
Or your uncle's questions. You know, I will never forget growing up asking my mom if Jerusalem was in this world. What of the Garden of Eden, mom? Where can we find it? Okay, I ask questions like, was Damascus in this world? I mean, is Damascus in this world? You know, for me, they were like stories from another world. Hallelujah. And I will ask those questions, demanding answers. Amen. And we ask foolish questions too. Amen. I'm sure I'm not alone. Don't look at me like you're holy. Say, mommy, how do people get pregnant? You never ask that? Are you a good girl and a good boy? You can't imagine what my mom told me. He says, when you want a child, you pray to God. And then God will put a baby there. And then after 9 months, you deliver. And guess what? I believed her. I believed her with the whole of my heart. Amen. How you pray to God. I will never forget. With the whole of your heart. And God will put a baby there. If you believe that this morning, we should send you to Children's Church. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Or for those of you that were ladies, when you grew up to poverty, your mother sat you down. He says, if a man waves at you, you are pregnant. He said, Jane, as you are looking, you know you're a woman now. A man waves at you, you are pregnant. Then if he touches you, it's twins. Hallelujah. I love Bible stories, and there's something about stories. They inspire us in the most amazing ways. I encourage you to read biographies of successful people. Okay. Read your Bible. You see, the Bible is not just history. The Bible is a revelation of the past, the present, and the future. Never approach God's word like a normal storybook. No. Locked within the stories of the Bible are wisdom, inspiration, anointings, graces. Hallelujah. And every time you come with a heart to know and to learn, the veil is taken off. Amen. And this is what we're doing. The Bible says, don't be slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. You must follow people. You must read people. Somebody said the secret of men's success, of men's greatness, are in their stories. And I believe that. They're in their stories. Reading, sitting down and reading about the patriarchs, and reading stories from the Bible, or contemporary time stories of people who became successful in ministry, pulpit ministry, in business, in television, in journalism, whatever it is, sends, releases so much inspiration and imparts so much momentum for us to go after what God has set before us. Can I get an amen? Hallelujah. All right, so we began with Joseph. We began talking about Joseph, and we have run through, we're in lesson 10 now. There's no way I can give you a summary of lesson 1 to 9. It's not possible. Just get the materials. Hallelujah. Lesson 9, we said, love will always put you over and ahead. Never forget that. All the days of your life. Be a master in loving. Be a skillful lover. A lover of God and a lover of people. It will put you over. Listen, every time you love, and it's as though you're looking foolish, and it's as though you are cheated. You didn't get cheated. Life is spiritual. Every time you take a stand for the principles of the kingdom of God, you win. You don't lose. You never lose taking side with God. You never lose taking a stand with the word of God. You never lose taking a stand with the principles of the kingdom. Never. It's not possible. Hallelujah.
Glory to God forevermore. Love has made us masters, Kenyon says. We are masters because we love. Hallelujah. And we run quickly to lesson 10. I hope to finish in this second service. All right. Management, we say lesson 10 is management and leadership skills are critical to your success on earth. And we say this is where many people on earth, okay, miss it. And many Christians miss it. A lot of people just think their certificate from school will settle them. I'm not against schooling. I went to school too. Okay? I'm not against it. But you see, there's a way people hold tightly to certificate that amazes me. As though they don't know that this university certificate has never made anybody successful. It can help you if you did it properly. God can use it as a tool. But it is not the foundation for your success. It is not the foundation for your greatness. It is not the foundation for your fulfillment. Very important. Have you noticed that the most important things in life are not taught in school? At least not the current educational curriculum that we have. We go to school and we are taught what to think, not how to think. We go to school and we are programmed to be slaves. We are programmed to work. Of course, by now, most of you know that what we have, the curriculum we use for our education was designed to produce factory workers. Okay? To produce employees. They were not designed to produce champions. They were not designed to produce heroes, to produce great people. So tying your life to it has no wisdom at all. Or tying your life to every other thing that doesn't make for success, for greatness, is not wisdom at all. There's no wisdom in it. You have to be sure of what works. Very important. And a major way you can be sure of what works is by looking at the result of those who are going ahead. Looking at the life. That is what the Bible meant by following those who through faith and patience inherit the promises. He said, whose faith follow, considering the end of their conversation. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. That means when you look at the outcome of people's lives, especially in the kingdom, you can begin to study to understand their faith, to understand where their confidence was, the principles they practiced, how they lived, how were they able to produce such results. That's what he said. Whose faith follow, that's Hebrews chapter 13, verse 7 now, considering the end of their conversation. Verse 8 says, Jesus Christ. Their conversation then means manner of life. Meaning their life showed that Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Their life is a testament that God is consistent with his goodness. Are you listening to me? Very important. Very important. There's a saying that follow who no road. Follow who no road. Listen, this life is just one. You can't live it by assumption. You have to live it on truth. Never attempt to live life on assumption. There has to be truth. Proven truth. Not assumption. So you have to diligently search. You have to diligently listen. What did he do that got him there? How did he live? Considering the manner of their lives. What did they know? What was their mindset like? When you begin to examine their mindset by the Spirit of God, you will find out what to do, how to do what to do to get there. Is somebody listening to me? This is how to live life. You can't live life assuming. I'm surprised to see how many people live on assumption. So much assumption. And hoping that things will change. A dear man of God said that hope is not a strategy. It's an anchor for your soul until you get a strategy. But it's not a strategy. Hoping and hoping is not a strategy. You have to get a hold of truth. Truth will move you to the arena of certainty. You no more assumption. You are not hoping and assuming. You are sure. Because you can hold God to it. We know what God is going to do. Because you have gotten a hold of truth. Change doesn't take time. It takes truth. correct application of truth. So waiting and waiting. Have you noticed that things don't change with time? Rather, things decay with time. The natural course of life with time is moving towards the grave. You've not noticed? When time acts on anything outside the environment of God, it produces corruption. The only thing that ensures that life flows, or the influence and the quality of life improves with time, is the life and the presence of God. It is the presence and the glory of God that supervises that life flourishes. This was why Aaron's rod budded in the presence of God. When you take that away, you take truth and life away, nothing improves with time. Trust me, nothing improves with time. Nothing improves with time. Holding and waiting, hoping my marriage is going to improve without the application of truth. Hoping my finance is going to improve without the application of truth. Hoping my health is going to improve without the application of truth. Hoping ministry is going to improve without the application of truth is a waste of time. God doesn't want us living like that. He wants us to live in the environment of His word. Live with a certainty. Listen, only truth can bear convictions. True convictions. Look at what Luke wrote. He says, "Oh, most excellent Theophilus, I'm writing to you that you may know the certainty of the things which is surely believed among us." Certainty. You begin to act with certainty. You begin to live with precision. The price for truth is attention. Meaning, you don't just stumble on truth. He doesn't just meet you when you are not paying attention, when you are just, no, you pay attention. You pay attention to the vehicle that brings truth to you. The teaching of God's word is a vehicle that brings truth to you. The Bible is a vehicle that brings truth to you. You pay attention. He says, "My son, give me your heart. Let your eyes observe my ways." He says, "Incline your ears to my saying." Pay attention, attend to my word. Incline your ears to my saying. Let them not depart from your heart. Keep them in your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart. What did he say? He says, "For they are life to those that find them." That means truth is found. Truth is encountered. The price is attention. Don't live on assumptions. Things don't change with time. Trust me. You get a hold of truth, you're good. And you know what? Truth is slippery. Meaning you have to keep your eyes on it again and again. I didn't say it. The Bible says so. He said, "Take earnest heed to the things you have, lest they do or sleep." S-L-I-P. You know, you need to slip out of your hands. Attention. Consistent attention. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So this ancient truth, we have seen people embody this truth. And their results are proof to us that we can learn from them. Their manner of life, their conversation are proof to us that God is consistent in the dispensing of His goodness to every generation. Peter the Apostle said, "I have noticed that God is no respecter of persons. But in every nation, anyone who walketh righteousness is accepted of Him." Accepted. Hallelujah. This is very important. Pay attention to truth. Incline your ears to it. We live in a world where there are many voices. In fact, from the days of the apostles, there were many voices. Paul says there are many voices in this world. None is without signification. There are many voices in this world. There are those who are trying to pastor you on social media. He's a voice. There are those who are trying to pastor you in the neighborhood, who are trying to control public opinion. to push upon you what they think. You have to pay attention to truth. You have to take a stand with truth and life. And it must be active and proactive, not passive. Not passive. This is why it's important who you give your ears to. You don't go to a church because your grandfather was born there. Your father was born there and you were born there. They buried your placenta there. And that is sentiment. You may die living like that. You may not fulfill your destiny living like that. And there is a biblical pattern that reflects that. I've told you here before. There was a man called Jonathan who was a covenant friend of David. By the Spirit, Jonathan began to prophesy. I mean, he's the son of the king and a natural heir to the throne. You remember Jonathan? He was the son of Saul, the Benjamite, who was the king of Israel. So naturally, he was to inherit the throne. Naturally. But by the Spirit, he spoke to David. He said, David, the Lord has shown me that you will be king and I will be next to you. Oh, what a mindset. What a man of love he was. Well, that's not even where I'm going. Let me ask you a simple question. Did David become king or not? Did Jonathan become his assistant? No. The first part was fulfilled. The second part was not. How did Jonathan die? How did Jonathan die? By his father's side. What was he doing there? Sentiment. Sentiment. I just said something very serious now. He that hath an ear, let him hear. How could the first part be fulfilled and the second part not fulfilled? Sentiment. Sentiment. Love people, be sincere to people, but never be sentimental, especially when God speaks. Take side with what God has said. Never be sentimental. Hallelujah. Lesson 10. As a management and leadership skill are critical, I feel the anointing of God's Spirit upon me. I declare in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, April to June, this second quarter, your eyes will see the glory of God. I declare, just like Satan testified of Job, I don't know who I'm talking to this morning, but your enemies will testify about you that the Lord has blessed you. The Lord has blessed the work of your hands and has increased your substance in the land in the name of the Lord Jesus. And here is a prophecy that in this second quarter, Jehovah will bless the work of your hands. Jehovah will increase your substance in the land. Jehovah will build his edge round about you, round about your house, round about everything that you have on every side. In the name of the Lord Jesus, every affliction in your body, every affliction in your family, every affliction, in your household, I stand here by the anointing of God's Spirit and I put the judgment of God upon it. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, every affliction in your finances, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. The Lord showed me a vision some days ago, and here was the vision. I saw some of you at Thanksgiving. The Lord took me to Thanksgiving service of this year, first week of December, and I saw people giving Thanksgiving in six zeros. I mentioned during the prayer meeting, some of them were people that did not look like it now. So I don't know who I'm talking to. And the Lord began to speak during, I believe he was doing home training, that in this second quarter, those things will begin to manifest. I prophesy to your finances. Every affliction in your finances, every affliction in your pocket and bank account, every affliction in your personal and family economy, I command it terminated today. In the name of the Lord Jesus. And I decree and declare, in the second quarter of this year, you'll begin to see God move in your finances in ways he has never moved before. In the name of Jesus, you will visibly see the hand of the Almighty. I don't know who I'm talking to. But the Lord says in your finances, you will see the visible hand of the Lord. visible hand of the Lord. We are not talking about your salary, so forget us. Don't think, listen, God does not depend on your salary to take care of you. Are you aware of that? Are you aware of that? God has a thousand and one ways of getting across to you that which you require. Here, he says, can God not furnish a table in the wilderness? Do you know what it means to furnish a table in the wilderness? Joss is not a wilderness, so do you understand? Joss is not a wilderness. A wilderness is a dry place. And the Bible said the Lord can furnish a table in the wilderness. I'm prophesying to someone. There will be no rain, there will be no wind. But your bank accounts, your bonds, your treasure will be filled with the abundance of God. In the name of Jesus. Oh, I speak again. On the outside, there will be no rain, there will be no wind. But just like the prophet spoke to the two kings who went to battle, just like Elisha told them, he said, there will be no rain, there will be no wind, but the ditches, the valley shall be filled with water. I prophesy to someone. You will not see any outward nothing. Nothing changed on the outward. Nothing looks different, but suddenly you will notice that a lot of money is coming to your hands. You will notice that the status of your business has changed. You will notice that the status of your family has changed. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I hear my heart, helpers have come for us. I hear my heart, helpers have come for us. Help us, the helpers you need in this phase of your life. Help us, help us. People who are empowered, people in strategic places. The Bible said the king sent for Joseph. I prophesy to someone who believes this morning. In this second quarter, the kings of the earth are sending for you. I said the kings of the earth are sending for you. The kings of the earth are sending for you. In the name of Jesus. And suddenly you discover that their dreams, the interpretations are with you. As you talk, they will say, you are giving us the interpretation of our dreams. No man as discreet as you are, come and handle this. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Little businesses will begin to scale in this second quarter. In the name of Jesus. Getting jobs they never had before. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. No rain, no wind, for the valleys shall be filled with water. No rain, no wind, but the valleys shall be filled with water. Speak in other tongues. Speak in tongues. Speak in tongues. Malakaba. No. I just need the keyboard as it is like that. Hello, Brendo Sushte Brukto Kepa. Shebedeledo Brendo Kepo Sushto Kepa. Thank you, Jesus. You may be seated. You may be seated. You say, have you heard such a thing? Can a nation be born in one day? Can a nation be born in one day? Can a man become a prime minister in one day? He woke up from a prison. He woke up this morning as a prisoner. By evening, he was a prime minister. I prophesy to someone who believes. In this second quarter, your life will be a compendium of glorious suddenness. Your life will be a compendium of glorious suddenness. In the name of Jesus. The Lord has smeared you with his favor. Yeah. Smeared with his favor. Listen. It's not possible to rise without the favor factor. Look at the life of Joseph. I shared it in the first service. You see, there are shiftings and movement in your life you can never plan and strategize for. Forget about it. How was Joseph going to plan for Pharaoh to have a dream? Imagine he woke up in the morning and he's writing his plans for the next level. And Jacob shall have a dream. Will he think about it? No. Your part is to believe. Your part is to be consistent with the principles you have to practice and to be consistent in walking in the power of God. It is God's part to arrange the circumstances. Joseph wouldn't have thought that today, write it up. You write strategy. I'm going to move out. How the dream is going to come to pass. okay, Pharaoh will have a dream. This is a dream. He will come in to interpret it. In fact, was he going to strategize that the butlers will have a dream? What if Pharaoh had a dream and just shared with his wife and he slept and went to feast? He had to have told the butler for the butler to even know that there was somebody in prison who could interpret dream. Supernatural occurrences. Divine coincidences. I prophesy to someone this morning. The prophetic river is here. See, in this second quarter, your life, business, finance, ministry will be filled with divine coincidences. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Divine coincidences. You will walk into certain places, you will meet certain people. You will pick your phone to look at certain things, you will see certain things. You will go to certain market to do something, you will see certain things. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and I declare that by the power of the Holy Spirit, the hearts of men, especially those who are earmarked by destiny to hold your hand up in business, finance, academics, family, ministry, whatever it is, their hearts are stirred towards you. Like it was said of Saul, the Bible says, there went with Saul valiant men whose hearts the Lord has touched. Your own valiant men are locating you in this quarter. In the name of the Lord Jesus. They are locating you. They are locating you. Thus saith the Lord, there's no such thing as hopeless. There's no such thing as hopeless. Change your vision. The Lord is talking to someone. He said, there's no such thing as hopeless. Change your vision. Look again and look differently. You will see that the light is in the darkness. For I am the God that commands light to shine out of darkness. I am the one who has shone in your hearts to give the knowledge of the glory of Jesus on the face of the glory of God on the face of Jesus Christ. For the answer is inside, saith the Lord. Look again. Look again. I don't know who I'm talking to, but thus saith the Lord, there's no such thing as hopeless. Look again. Look again. Look again. Look at it again. For the answers are there. Begin to call for the light to shine out of darkness, says the Lord. Stop complaining. Call the light to come out of darkness. Stop complaining. Tell the light to come out of darkness. Stop complaining. Call the light out of darkness, says the Spirit of God. The Bible says, for the God who commanded the light. Hiya. Meaning the situation looks dark, but there's light inside. There's light inside. That's what he's saying. The situation looks hopeless, but there's light inside. But I don't know who I'm talking to. The situation looks unclear, looks funny, but the Lord says there's light inside. I am the God that commands light to shine out of darkness. I have shone in your heart to do the same. That's what he's saying. So go and call light out of darkness. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Put the burden on me, saith the Lord. Put the burden on me. Put the burden. Don't carry it. Don't carry it. It's not meant for you. Cast it upon me, saith the Lord. Haven't you read in my word that cast your burdens upon the Lord? Cast your cares, your anxieties, your worries once and for all upon him, for he cares for you watchfully. He cares about you passionately, affectionately. Have you not read it? Let the burden go, saith the Lord, for the burden is not yours to carry. Let it go. Put it upon me, saith the Lord. Someone is saying, how do I do that? Use your mouth. Use your mouth. Use your mouth. You say, Father, in the name of Jesus, this burden is not mine to carry. This anxiety, worries is not mine to carry. I put it on you. Why? Because you care for me and you care about me. Put it on him and rejoice. 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 Shagabala kapososhoto. Have no fears. Have no fears. Why are you afraid of tomorrow? Did you bring yourself into today? Why are you afraid of tomorrow? Why are you afraid of tomorrow? Why are you afraid of tomorrow, saith the Lord? I brought you far. I will take you to where you are going. Thus saith the Lord, I brought you far. I will take you to where I'm going, where you are going. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid, saith the Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. They cannot kill you. They cannot kill you, say the Lord. For the dream is a lie. The dream is a lie. There's somebody here, you'll be having some dreams, and it's producing fear in your heart, as though you're going to die. The Lord said the dream is a lie. The dream is a lie. They can't kill you. For your life is hid in Christ in God. They can't kill you. They can't kill you. See the Lord. They can't kill you. They can't kill you. Calabros capital. Just play the same line. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Sila brundo copo soshoto cobraca pososhoto. Liga ba. Just speak in tongues where you are seated. Speak in tongues. Shaba katalabaya. Endo copo soshoto kepa. If you feel like shouting to let the weight off, shout. If you feel like running around, just come out of your seat and start running around. You feel like rolling, feel like singing, you feel like speaking in tongues. I give you the liberty to do it. You feel like screaming, forget about who is sitting close to you. Just scream and let the weight of your chest. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Father, we love you. Father, we love you. Father, we love you. Father, we love you. If you feel like running, just come out of your seat and run around the church. Malaga brekebosa. If you feel like dancing, just come out. I want you to yield to the Spirit. Forget about who is looking, who is. I want you to yield to the Spirit. Miracles are the act of men that yield to God. Miracles are the act of men that yield to God. Yield to the Spirit. Some of you, testimonies to be waiting for you at home. I hope you go home, it will be waiting. 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 Malaga balaga balanarabosa. The burden is not yours to carry. The burden is not yours to carry. I'm just yielding to the Spirit. I'm just yielding to the Spirit. I'm just yielding to the Spirit. I'm just you, just you. We are not being strange. Just, if you don't have anything, just worship the Lord. Just give God worship. Thank you, Jesus. Malago Brazosha Protuska and Abragabo. Shagabalaga Bragabosa and Alabo. Just tell the Lord what is on your heart. Just speak to the Lord. Talk to him. Thank you, Jesus. Malago bredo sashtepa. Endele de bregabus. Yala da 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 da. Yele de 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 de. Yele de 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 de. Yele de 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 de. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Maya la 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 la. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 I see supernatural liftings. has his supernatural lifting. Listen, you have to understand that circumstance does not change status. Meaning what you are going through right now, I don't care what it is, does not describe you. Circumstance doesn't change status. No, it doesn't. We are defined by what is on God's mind concerning us. You may even feel like a bad boy, a bad girl, and be wondering, me that is far from God like that. As far as God is concerned, He loves you. All that He wants you to do is to respond to His love. Circumstance doesn't change status. It doesn't. You have to understand that. That you don't have money in your bank account before you came to church, this money does not change your status. That you are rich because of what Jesus did. That you did something bad yesterday does not change your status. All you need to do is to repent, Lord, I'm sorry. It does not change the fact that you are the righteousness of God. You see, Satan doesn't want us to know this. So that we can struggle through life. But that devil is a liar. That devil is a liar. That devil is a liar. You may be seated. You may be seated. Hallelujah. You know, I feel... Let me tell you something. The difference between a preacher and a lecturer is this. A lecturer communicates two differences. A lecturer communicates facts. A teacher of God's word or a preacher of God's word communicates truth backed with life. If I let me put this way, the difference between a teacher, a preacher of the word, and a Pharisee. You know, a Pharisee is also a doctor of the law. They understand the codes and conduct and the methods and the principles. But see, a New Testament preacher communicates truth with life. So we don't just communicate truth, we communicate life. There's a flow of life with truth. Are you following me? There's a flow of life with truth. Very important. You have to know, this is why we talk about the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Preaching or teaching God's word, I think I shared, was it outpouring, that a teacher carries you into the experience of what he's talking about. A lecturer can inform you. A teacher carries you into the experience. An anointed teacher. Here, listen what Nicodemus said to Jesus. He says, thou art a teacher sent from God. He didn't say, no one teacheth these things. Mm-mm. He said, no man doeth these things except God be with him. That means the true teaching ministry is backed with action. Action of transformation. Action of miracles and testimonies. Are you following me? So I can stand and have my homily in place. My homiletical exegesis in place. If it's not backed with the flow of the life of the Spirit, it cannot cause a transformation. And listen, part of the flow of that life are spiritual instructions. How did Naaman get cleansed? He was told to do something stupid. You see, miracles are not just the act of God. Miracles are the act of men that yield to God. Never forget that. That is a major difference between miracles and magics. Magics are, you are just a spectator. You watch what the guy is trying to do. In miracle, you are a participant. Miracles are based on spiritual laws of wisdom. Where you have a part to play, you're a participant. Yield it to the Spirit. The same thing with the ministry of Jesus. How could Jesus tell a man whose hands was withered to stretch his hands? Can you explain that? Withered hand. I mean, Jesus, the hands are withered, don't you understand? At least touch them first. Say, no, stretch it out. And the man by faith, as he was stretching, the hands received strength. Oh, hallelujah. For the blind man, the Bible said he's made spittle, made clay, put into his sockets. He said, go and wash in the pool of Siloam. He went there. What happened? He began to see. So sometimes this is why you see us do things like this. We are yielding to the Spirit. And it's not just in church. As a Christian, in your clothes, and sometimes you may be praying and feel a strong urge to shout. Shout. That shouting may bring a grant into your hands that no proposal can bring. It may bring business partners that no amount of branding can do. Are you listening to me? Life is completely spiritual. And when we talk about the spirituality of life, you must understand the partnership between man and God in bringing performance on the earth. Very important. Very important. It could be an urge to praise and dance. Yield to it. It could be an urge to just speak in tongues. It could be an urge to just listen to a seminar. The miracle is in the yielding. Is in the yielding. Imagine if Naaman didn't go to the river to wash. Was he going to get healed? No. 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 For the woman with the issue of blood, she knew that it resonated in her heart that, look, my miracle will happen as I touch the hem of his garment. The transformation that I require will happen. For the centurion, he knew, Jesus, you just have to speak a word. And he had to tell Jesus, say, I'm not worthy that you come under my roof. Speak a word only. Speak a word only. That's what we call the conveying power of the Holy Ghost. The word of God is the vehicle for that transportation. God met Solomon in the night at Gibeon. He just told him, I have given you wisdom. From that day, Solomon, how can you explain it? The word was the vehicle that transported that wisdom and that power. Hallelujah. Very important. So we yield to the Spirit. We yield to the Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the boss of the church. So we arrange and plan. But when he interrupts, we yield. We yield. We yield. You know, that's what we call the intelligence of the Spirit. Listen, no human being here is as intelligent as God. Are you aware? It's not possible. But see, this is what happens. Through your spirit, you can tap into the intelligence of God. And sometimes the intelligence of God means throw a stick into the water and the axe head will float. Hi! What is the connection? How can a metal float by throwing a stick? No, you explain to me. You did Archimedes' principle in school. Explain to me. Yielding to God. Yielding to God. Yielding to God. The prophet knew. He felt by the Spirit that what will make the axe head to float is by cutting the stick and putting it inside. You are there explaining, looking for drainage, how to drain the water to bring the axe. No. How many, I know I have engineers in the house. What is the science of crossing the Red Sea with over 2,000 people on a dry ground? I'm sure if some of you were there, you would call Julius Bata. You have a committee meeting. I say, this is what we're going to do. Those in defense should be defending. Let's see how we can build bridge or build boats to cross. But look at the intelligence of the Spirit. Moses was crying to God. Oh God. God said, don't cry unto me. Tell the people to move forward. The intelligence of God. The intelligence of God. You must know what happens to you when you come to church. A major thing you must prepare for. Every time you go to a living church with living word is interaction with the intelligence of God. With the intelligence of God. He told Moses, stretch your hands over the sea and divide it. Ah! Hands stretched over the sea. The Bible says a wind. Makapalako soto kebaya. Ayayayayaya. Parted. The rest hita and tita on each side. And the children of Israel passed by a dry ground. I'm out of time this morning. Just rise to your feet. Let's close the service. The anointing is here. Anointing is here. Can we all rise and just I know I don't like wasting people's time, but can we speak in tongues and yield to the Spirit? Now we're going to do that Honestly, this is how we're going to enter into the second quarter. Amen. Now, this is God supplying his wisdom. I don't know what comes to your heart. If it's to shout, if it's to dance, if you want to come out to run, honestly, I don't care. If it's to pray in other tongues, if it's to sing a song. Amen. We're going to yield to the Spirit. If you don't know what to do, just speak in tongues. In the next 3 minutes, and I want you open your eyes to see the second quarter of this year and the movement of the Spirit on your behalf. Go ahead. Shalaka brando so shtebra kaposa. We are set. We are set to the throne. Come on, continue. Listen, we are settling occurrences in the second quarter and for the rest of the year. I'm seeing the angels of God moving on our behalf already. I'm seeing outbreaks of the goodness of God, outbreaks of his fire, outbreaks of his majesty, outbreaks of the display of his splendor, of his might on our behalf. Shabatola bronda kilapata, Shabatola brakonda kepa. I'm seeing the Lord speeding up things. Shakapala tos kepa, Sigapola debalato. I don't care what burden you came here with. I don't care what burden you came into the year with. Shabatola polapa. Zedekoba, the King of Heaven is here. The King of Heaven is moving. The King of Heaven. We call him Ancient Zion's King. Shabatola bata, Likopola tos, Shabatola branikaposa, Zigapola palapaya, Shakapatalons, Shapotalipa, Lipo, I cost that affliction. I curse that affliction of the body. I curse that affliction of the home. I curse that marital affliction. In the name of the Lord Jesus. I command total freedom. In the name of Jesus. I command supernatural lifting for you and the things you represent. In the name of the Lord Jesus. I declare that the hand of Jehovah, the hand of El Shaddai, the hand of El Elyon is in your matter in a very strategic and drastic way. In the name of the Lord Jesus, in these next 3 months, you will see the Lord move in your affairs in a way you have never seen before. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I prophesy to someone, in the next 3 months, your eyes will see the movements of Jehovah in your life, in your destiny, in your finances, in your ministry, in your business, in the name of Jesus. Kalabado sepretons kepa, in tepola bakapaya, salianto kapas, shepetonda likapa, Liko paladomskepa. Father, we thank you. Lord, we break upon the remaining part of this year. We break upon the second quarter in the strength of the Spirit, in the anointing of God's Spirit, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Seas as seas are fleeing before us, mountains are skipping like rats. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I say, seas flee before us, mountains are skipping like rats. In the name of Jesus, you know what the sea is that has been before you, business, career, family, ministry. I speak by the Spirit from today, from this service. The seas are fleeing before us, and the mountains are skipping like rats. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you.
We believe the Word of God has begun a good work in you, making you a living, working wonder on the earth. For additional messages and information, log on to www.theembassyofheaven.org. God bless you.